Okay. I won't let you surprise me again. I watched you do that. I watched it happen.
Speaking of surprises, Stormy.
Yes.
Don't you hate when you're at a when you're 9 years old and at a slumber party and your friends force you to play Bloody Mary?
Yeah, those chumps.
And then, like, what the fuck is even supposed to happen with Bloody Mary?
You go in a bathroom with the light off and you don't face the mirror and you say Bloody Mary 3 times. And then when you turn around, she's in the mirror. But obviously, that's not real.
No, so. I don't. No, I thought you turn the lights off and you face the mirror. And then when you turn the lights back on, she's in the mirror.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Is Pittsburgh even in the same planet?
Clearly, no. In the same planet as what, Sam?
As Earth?
Yeah. No. No, I don't think so. The same planet as Earth.
Well, that just happens to be the plot of the movie we're discussing tonight.
Oh, shit. Well, we already just gave the whole thing away, so.
In 2009, the popular horror forum Something Awful decided to host a competition, create a horrifying hometown myth, or something like that. Eric Kunson, also known as Victor Surge, won the competition with his character, the Slender Man, a tall, faceless man dressed in a black suit and inspired by the writings of H.P. Lovecraft. Yes. One of the more famous depictions of Slender Man in popular media was in the YouTube series Marble Hornets. The series is about a group of friends being stalked by Slendy, who is known as the operator in this series. In 2014, Slender Man made his way into... Do you like my save there?
Yeah, that was the best one. I think we can stop now.
Way into mainstream media after a tragic incident, oh god, in which a 12-year-old girl was stabbed by her two friends claiming they were told to do so by the Slender Man. But correction by the Stormy Skies. I thought they were just making a sacrifice to him so they could be minions.
Listen, it's pretty much both things. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a couple months.
Obviously, they had to be told by the Slender Man to do it. Otherwise where would they get the idea?
Exactly.
4 years later, Slender Man, directed by Sylvian White and written by David Burke, released in theaters on August 10th to... fairly negative reviews, and now holds a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. I should check that number since it's been a couple of weeks.
I know.
And tonight, Stormy and I join that conversation in a very special horror show.
Well.
I know, you've just been holding it in for like a week and a half.
Yesterday, I like sat in front of the computer for 4 hours and like half watched TV, half like typed up my notes.
Oh,
about
gosh.
How much I dislike it, and it made 3 pages.
Jesus Christ. I just have like 4 bullet points, and you have an essay.
I have a lot to say. But everything I say, you're probably going to also like discuss with me too, because I'm pretty sure you thought the exact same thoughts.
No, I'm sure I agree with you on a lot of it. What's going to end up happening is like, at hour 3, I'm just going to disappear because I had to go to bed, and you're just
at
still
hour
gonna be,
3.
You're still going to be talking.
And then you'll be like, well, I'm going to bed, okay? So just close up whenever you're done.
Yeah. So I'm excited to finally talk about this because back in February, when the first trailer for Slender Man released, I was planning on writing a blog post about the Slender Man problem.
Yes.
But anyone who follows us knows how that goes.
Right.
Like, I have, we get good ideas for blog posts and then we die.
I know. I like got a really good idea for a blog post maybe like 4 weeks ago, and I wrote the title in a doc, and then I never revisited the doc, and now I like don't even want to do it. I was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah. Hopefully after, I don't know, October, life is going to get better for us.
Let's be real. It's after this year is over.
Oh my God. I hope so.
We'll figure something out and get back on track.
Yeah. In 2 weeks, I'm going to have one job, so I won't be stressed about having to do two anymore. And then
that's good.
I will have like an actual office space where I can work. In fact, this week in particular is very busy and stressful. Hopefully I'll find time at some point to edit the episode, maybe Friday night.
Yeah.
But David and I are technically moving in this weekend, but we can't move in this weekend. So next week is when we're moving into our new apartment. Okay. So this week is packing. And the reason we can't move in this weekend is because Stormy's bridal shower is happening. So
yay. You have to come to my state to do it. Yeah.
That was really bad planning on my part. The issue is I kept, and I still keep getting like your bridal shower dates mixed up with your wedding dates, because one's at the end of August and the other's at the end of September. So I keep thinking the 29th is your bridal shower, but no.
It's okay.
No, yeah. It'll be fine.
It'll be okay. Everything will work itself out.
Yeah. Once we're done with your wedding, I'm sure that'll take a huge stress off your shoulders.
You have no idea. You're right.
And I'll never have to leave my hometown again.
Exactly. I'm sorry to scare you so much with the scary travel, because traveling sucks this way.
Yeah. Luckily, we don't have to drive through Northern Virginia at all. Apple Maps is going to takes us through West Virginia, which in my area, like, that's going to have some problems of its own just because the winding roads and I get car sick. But
oh, I see. What is with this car sickness thing? Does everybody get car sick but me?
I guess
every single person I've ever met lately is like, I get car sick. And I'm like, what is that, like a real thing? I guess it has to be.
Well, sorry, you know, that's probably because you're a vegetarian and live a better life than everyone.
Yeah, you know what, probably. So maybe you should go and be a vegetarian too, and then you wouldn't have to worry about getting car sick anymore.
You know who else is probably a vegetarian?
Who?
Slenderman. Since apparently he turns his fucking victims into trees.
Yeah, because vegetarians eat trees. The fuck?
Like, I don't even...
Anyway, yeah, let's dive right in, because this is going to take a while. I don't know why we're talking about regular
stuff. Well, before Stormy gets into her essay, let me just say the one thing I liked about this movie. I liked the atmosphere. I thought it was very atmospheric, like you could feel the humidity watching it. And I do believe the director had a vision of what he wanted this movie to be. I could see that. But something got fucked up.
Yeah. I agree with that, though. It did look cool.
I love the look of the houses, I thought.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you don't get those style of houses in horror movies very often. Uh-huh. Or at least not the ones we've been watching for the podcast.
Right.
Like, well, it isn't out yet, and I'm not sure when it's going to be out. We'll get into that when I finally get the episode back from the person
I was going to ask. I was like, whatever happened to American Poltergeist?
Listen, it's going to be fine. It's going to come out someday. It might be one of our last episodes.
I really thought that, like, I keep checking our social media and I'm like, was it like aliens that just happened? I'm like, there was something else.
No,
wasn't there?
If we don't get it back soon, because I'm letting him edit it because he just graduated like sound school. But I think he got a lot of people taking his offer, because he's editing episodes for free.
Yeah,
of course a bunch of people are going to jump on that, and I did. And I also asked him, hey, if you have time, maybe you could remix our theme song. So we'll see.
Oh, that'd be really cool if you could do that.
No, I would fucking love that.
I know.
I like
I like Law from Child's Play. I just want it to be a little jazzier.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cool.
As I was saying with American Poltergeist and other low-budget horror movies like what we've been watching, the settings in the houses are more airy, much more modern, and open layout. So I think the whole cramped, small Midwestern house, although this is New England, the movie takes place in Massachusetts. You don't get these cramped houses very much, and that's what I heard a lot of people liked about The Conjuring 2, was that it took place in one of these London brownstones that are super tight and confined.
Nice.
So I wish they had taken advantage of the houses a little more.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot I wish this movie did.
I know. Same. There's a lot that I wish would have happened and not have happened.
I wish this movie hadn't happened. Let's go into what you didn't
like. Wait, do you see the first thing that I liked?
When the movie was over?
My favorite part of the movie was the end because it was over.
I mean...
But yeah. Why don't we talk about what you didn't like?
It's actually really lucky that you and I saw this movie, because I don't see movies very often.
Damn day, I know. Yeah. I know, same. We really did get lucky that day. It was just like, perchance happening. Because I was like, I'm never probably going to see this. But then I got an opportunity to go to the movies and I was like, shit, I have to see Slender Man now because Sam already saw it.
I've been making good money and David was out of town last weekend. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see The Meg. And I fucking loved The Meg.
And, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then the next day I was like, well, I'm kind of bored again. So maybe I'll go see Slender Man. And then
the streak going and then it just bombed.
Because I know you were planning on seeing it at some point and doing a movie review. I was going to review The Meg and you were going to review Slender Man. But
there's just too much to say.
I feel like Slender Man is better off as a podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the first thing you have to say about this movie is Hollywood needs to stop making internet memes into movies. Constantly going to be outdated.
I know, right? Is there another meme that was made into a movie?
The Grumpy Cat Saves Christmas.
Really? Man.
Did you never see that?
I forgot that existed. No, I did not see that. Sorry, I don't watch children's movies, Sam. Embarrasses me. I feel embarrassed thinking about it.
I love children's movies. You know this. And don't fucking say you don't watch children's movies when there is recorded evidence of you loving a children's movie.
Yeah, well, we had to watch that children's movie for podcast purposes, and it wasn't really for children. It was more like preteens.
I like how you're justifying that.
Slightly entertaining. Slightly entertaining. But it was so ridiculous that it made it funny because I actually had to focus on what I wanted to say about it as a review. So I'm like, I actually have to think about this with my brain.
I just love movies of any kind.
I know you love movies. Like, don't we all just love movies? Yep.
No, you don't love children's
movies.
Except
for people that don't love movies.
What?
Anyway.
I don't like Sam, bad children's movies. Sorry.
Sam, we have to let this go and keep moving.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to look at what they
do. I know you don't like bad kid movies. That's okay.
I just feel like people think they can cut corners when it comes to children's movies and horror movies, and it pisses me off, especially when it comes to children's movies, because it just shows that they think they're idiots. But anyway.
Cutting corners left and right, like, they don't give a shit. I know.
All right. The first point of what you don't like and want to discuss.
Let's start where you started about too much on-screen Slendy, because I have a large paragraph about that. So go ahead.
A lot of on-screen Slendy, and he looked like shit. just, I don't know. I don't think it was a guy in a suit. I think it was just straight up CGI when they could have just put a guy in a white morph suit in a suit and then just kind of polished him up in poor post.
That's exactly what he is. It's literally a morph suit, dude. That's all you gotta do.
Like, the cosplayers who dress like that look so much scarier than...
I know.
The Slender Man. And
well, it was a guy whenever he was in the library.
Okay.
Because it was just like his head and shoulders. But when he's standing around, it's clearly terrible CGI.
Yeah. And let me just say one thing before anyone comes at me. I know you see him in Slender the Eight Pages, but he's not a focal point. You don't want to look at him.
Exactly.
The goal,
exactly.
If you stare at him too long, you die. That is the purpose of the game.
Yeah. And the noise gets more loud. So doesn't that make you just want to run away? Obvi.
Yeah. I don't think I ever told you, but one of the first times I played Slender the Eight Pages, it was my first year at Radford. So I'm playing it alone in my room, and my hallmates are playing a game of hallway soccer. And as I get to a scary part, the soccer ball hits my door. And
did you just like stop? You're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Were you just like, you know what? This is over.
But you know what? Oh, and another Slender-related story. That same year, but in the summer, when I was taking summer classes and living on campus, there was an arts camp or a governor's school thing going on. So I'm just walking around campus, and the high schoolers have posted, like, the Eight Pages around campus.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, for each other to
find. I always... for each other to find.
Yeah, but I tore down three and took a picture of them and said, I keep finding these around campus. And
oh my god.
One of my aunts commented on the picture saying, go home and call the police.
I'm about to pull a prank like that. I always like thought about doing something like that, like posting the pages around somewhere.
Well, you live in Pittsburgh, so there's a lot of creepy places you could do that.
I know. I could go to the park and do it and freak people out.
Yeah.
Because the kids these days, they probably don't know what that is.
Yeah, that was so long ago. I keep forgetting I'm 25 and not 22 anymore, and college was actually a really long time ago.
Like, all these kids, they were born in, like, 2001 and shit. It's weird. So they were, like, not old enough to like be a part of this pop culture thing.
Yeah, David's little brother is going to college on Thursday.
Oh god.
I can't handle it.
That's weird.
I know. I still think he's 14.
That's the same that's what I think about Luke's brother. He's still 8.
It's like, what the fuck are you doing getting older? Stop.
But he's like 18 or some shit.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
I know, it's freaking me out because that means I'm also, time is also passing for me as well, not just others.
Fuck. God. And yet, all these thoughts are scarier than Slenderman.
That's exactly right.
All right. So yeah, too much on-screen time. I think the concept of Slenderman is scarier than actually seeing him sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like you get all this buildup and then you just see him.
That's what I'm saying. When you see him, it almost like puts you at ease. It's almost laughable because when you see him, you're just like, oh, okay, well, the next time I see him, it won't be scary because he looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that ruins the entire point. And plus, in the movie, you literally see him for like 30 seconds, which is way too long. It's long enough to notice that it's CGI because even his tentacles are out. It's not like his scary like face in the trees. It's like he's just standing like on the side of the road.
Right.
And like 20 minutes in the movie, and I'm just like, this is too much, too soon. I was like, the fuck are you thinking? Don't you know the horror basics? He needs to creep in.
And going back to Marvel Hornets, it's been a long time since I visited them. I should have visited them before the podcast. I had time.
Same. I know.
I think you only see Slender Man a handful of times, but it's for a split second. I think they're the ones who kind of established in the Slender Man canon that you can't just sit and stare at him because he's going to kill you.
Also, he is like invisible.
Yeah.
Because he's from another dimension.
Yeah. And the best way, the best look you get of him is in their very first episode, and it's for like a split second, and it's so fucking scary.
The one I wrote a little thing about Marble Hornets. I said I'm going to compare this damn movie to Marble Hornets, and watching Marble Hornets video after video, it builds up and builds up all the way until I think you get a first close-up visual of Slenderman, which is his arm pushing a door open. Do you remember that video? And it fucking scared the shit out of me. It's like video 36 or something like that.
I know.
It's like deep in there, but it's so fucking terrifying when it happens because it's just so creepy. And I was like, Jesus Christ. But that's scary. Yeah. It's just a YouTube video, and that's fucking scary.
Because
you build up to it.
The one I remember very strongly is in the very first episode, he's running around his empty house because he keeps hearing something outside. And then finally he kind of just sticks his camera out the window, and Slender Man's standing there, and he just turns and faces the camera. That was freaky.
Yeah, entry one.
Yeah.
Can I like buy this? I heard people can like buy the DVDs and shit.
I mean, aren't they still free on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on it right now just to see if I can't find what entry it is. No, I don't want you to begin playing. Jesus. Not right now. I need all the videos. Entry. There's 87. I thought there was more than that.
They did a sequel series or a spinoff series. That might be what you're thinking about.
Like 11 or something like that. 18. It's one of the ones where he's like in the house the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now that I know that there's not like 150, I think I might have to get back to it. I can probably do this in a day. Oh, oops. I didn't mean to do that. No. Hit play all accidentally. All right. Well, anyway. Let's talk about Slendy preying on kids. However, in the movie, he preyed on like teenagers in high school. That shit doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And it's upsetting because after like Stranger Things and It, I'm all for children in horror movies.
Yeah, dude, same. They could have just wrangled up a couple kids. It would have been really much scarier. But no, it has to be teenagers because it's got a teenage PG-13 audience.
Yeah, like,
which is bullshit. These teenagers don't even know what Slenderman is.
I made like so many predictions before the movie started, and I was right on every single count. This was such a paint by the numbers.
I read your Twitter rant.
This was such a paint by the numbers horror movie, and
I know.
I like to think that we're currently in kind of a horror renaissance with, I think it might have started sooner, but for me it started with It because I saw that one opening weekend and it was so much better than I thought it was going to be. And that had it, that if anything, Slender Man should have been a bad It ripoff instead of just a bad movie.
Yeah, it was literally just a bad movie.
But it could have just been a crappy like ripoff of It if you got a child cast and treated Slender Man more like Pennywise is treated.
Yeah, exactly.
And then following It, you have The Shape of Water. Actually, Get Out came out before It. So it started with Get Out, and it's kind of like ending. Right now, I feel like it's ended with A Quiet Place. And A Quiet Place almost had me rethinking my philosophy on PG-13 horror movies. And then Slenderman just threw it right back in my face. No, these are bad movies.
Right.
Like, I'm sure it would have been so much better if they got away with the R rating, because then you would have gotten the gore. This movie had no gore in it.
And like one bad word, which like really killed me. I mean, like high school kids, don't they swear?
Yeah. Listen, back when I was in high school, I was smoking the marijuana, drinking the whiskey, and sucking the D in the public bathroom.
I don't believe any of that at all. That's a fucking lie. Sucking the D in the bathroom. That didn't even happen.
You can't prove that it didn't.
Stuff, like, happened. They just didn't do anything at all. All they did was like kiss and hold hands, and then that's it. And I'm like, oh, all right.
Fuck. Speaking of kissing, the fucking CGI.
Yeah, can we talk about that real quick? Because that was
the part
that was the turning point for me.
I predicted I would audibly laugh at a quote unquote scary part, and that was the part.
That was a turning point for me when I was like, this movie just went from like worse to like no.
Like
not worth it.
I just don't fucking get this movie.
That's not what Slender Sickness like is. Man, I know, I really just don't get this movie. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. They're like, we need to put a jump scare somewhere. Where are we gonna put it? Oh, I know. The makeout scene.
By numbers horror movie, because they wanted to cash in on the popularity of an internet meme.
They made no fucking money because it was such shit.
But guess what?
Fucked up.
It's 2018 and no one gives a shit about Slender. Marble Hornets is done.
I know.
Slender the Arrival came out.
Yeah, and like that's been done too for like 3 years.
In fact, there's already been a Slender Man movie.
Really?
The Bye Bye Man was loosely inspired by Slender Man.
Oh.
Which is awesome.
Pee Pee Poo Poo Man.
Yeah, yes, Stormy.
Bye Bye Man. He makes you go bye bye.
Yeah. That's basically it. In fact, while we're on the topic, because I forgot that the Bye Bye Man existed, I went to Twitter for something a little different this week, since it is a relevant new movie. I asked Twitter for their opinions on the movie.
God, yeah, you did.
And I got called a racist and...
Really?
No.
What?
I'm kidding. It's
like,
a joke. It's a joke that Twitter jumps on people. Okay.
Really.
Let's see. The movie geeking... The movie geek and proud.
Spit it out, Sam.
Stop interrupting me.
I'm sorry.
All right. Movie Geek and Proud podcast said, I went to this movie while Movie Pass was still unlimited. There were certain parts that kept my attention, but overall it was a mess. And they removed the one part from the trailer that made it a selling point for me. So safe to say, I did waste my time. I prefer the Bye Bye Man. And the part I believe he's referring to is in the trailer, there's a part where one of the characters stabs their own eyes with pencils.
Oh, huh.
I also should have gone back and rewatched the original trailer because I feel like I would have just been very upset.
Yeah, I really just sat here wondering which part it was that he meant and didn't even bother to watch the trailer to try to figure it out.
Our good friend Ryan from Grindhouse Theology said... I felt that it was slightly more tolerable than Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
I can't even... I'm looking at the Twitter thing right now, and I can't even see that comment. I can only see three comments.
That's because his Twitter's private.
You're not
exclusive enough to get in on it.
That's some bullshit. He needs to follow me because I'm part of this shit. I'm part of this fucking podcast. Well, what did... How about AD? Because I can see his thing.
AD at Nerdonis said, I marathon the Conjuring franchise instead, mainly because I never played the game. So, and
it's
I imagine.
It's not just a game. What a fool.
And I imagine that he didn't put it, but I imagine that shrugging emoticon follows that so just because it should
with,
always
like, the
follow.
Hands, like...
Yeah.
And then what did Stormy Skies say at the Stormy Skies?
She said, I assume it's a she, preferred the pee pee poo poo man.
And four people like that shit, which was one more than Movie Geek and Proud.
Congratulations, you're Twitter famous.
Yeah, I'm so funny. Everybody likes my comments.
Don't be a dick. These are our friends.
So funny.
You're like
they're not as funny as Stormy.
You're like Zac Efron in the movie where he's a DJ.
What movie is that? High School Musical?
No, We Are Your Friends. That's the title of the movie. I never saw it, but I assume he becomes a dick to his friends like you are right now.
Probably. Like, I'm better at being a DJ than you are. Let's talk about, let's use all the horror cliches because you ain't wrong.
Let's see.
Everything.
Let's see. A group of high school girls who all love each other and are BFFs. One of them goes missing. They do some stupid shit and play with the occult like it's a toy. I need to make a t-shirt for the occult. It's not a toy.
Yeah, the occult is not a toy. Don't play with it like it's a toy.
See, do some stupid shit. They turn on each other, stop being friends, and they all die. I was impressed that they did all die because I wasn't really expecting that, but none of their deaths were really... Actually, no, they didn't all die.
How did the... Ren?
Ren. No, Ren died.
Did she die?
Ren was...
How did she die?
The tree took her.
I thought that the tree took the one girl who, like, ran track.
No, the tree took all of them, except for the black girl who just went insane.
Yeah, well...
Which, for fuck's sake... The one thing you did not need to do to get your friend back was take off your blindfold. And what do you do immediately?
And then guess what they all do? Take off the blindfold.
And guess what?
Oh, and another horror cliche. When she told the guy not to watch the video and he like did anyway and then he got mad. What the fuck's your problem?
Speaking of that video, it's on like some weird quote-unquote sketchy Russian website message board, whatever, and yet it's a perfectly polished and edited video.
Yeah, it is really perfect, isn't it?
Like Hollywood quality editing and effects. Hollywood
quality.
Like,
yeah, it's so, like, come on now.
So this movie's also like a ripoff of Ring, the Ring.
Yeah, except, like, not the video is better.
Yeah.
And it's online. It's digital.
So it's, like, Rings.
Yes.
I didn't see Rings.
Me neither, but I'm just going to agree because I assume that
it's
that
stupid.
Video is better.
I don't know.
It's probably pretty stupid.
I'm just, fuck this movie.
Anyway, can we talk about something really important right now since we just kind of brought it up?
What?
Slenderman cannot be summoned because he's not a demon.
Yeah, no, he's not. That's not part of the Slenderman lore at all.
Yeah, this whole goddamn movie made all the teenagers think that you can summon Slenderman like he's some sort of lesser demon or some shit within a Ouija board. No. No, he's already there. That's why he's so scary.
And the rules of...
Because,
The rules of summoning him don't even make sense because... They make it seem like he's this ancient, like, ghost figure, which they don't really delve deep into. Also, another prediction I got right was they give Slenderman a nonsensical backstory. And I know you have some notes about that, too, so we'll get to this after my little tangent.
What was his... What
he's one of those, like, faceless people, and I think you have...
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that. That. Oh, Jesus Christ. But... Yeah, I guess I do.
Shit, what was I saying? No, in all the like lore of Slenderman that exists online that people have just kind of created for him, it's never been you summon him. It's he kind of just
he finds you.
Yeah, he attaches himself to you.
Yeah, he chooses you.
I couldn't find it. I looked for it for about 20 minutes after I saw the movie.
Yeah.
It was a comic on DeviantArt that someone made that was essentially just the origin of Slenderman told from his point of view.
Oh.
And it was so good, and
I could keep looking.
Yeah, I really want to find it and share it, and once I find it, I will retweet it. But from what I remember, he just says, "I don't know where I came from, I just started existing." And he becomes friends with this girl with autism or Down syndrome. But one day her parents sees her talking to him and forbids her to go out into the woods anymore. And so he kills her parents thinking he's doing her a favor. But then she starts screaming at him and her screaming and crying annoys him. So he kills her. Damn. And that's how he becomes a monster that
kills children is just because I guess they essentially annoy him. And that's not an official backstory, but I just, better than this shit.
I know, better than this shit where she like reads the goddamn answer in a textbook.
And it also, the way they summon him does not make any sense. And it doesn't fit with him being like this mythical creature, because it seems like you can only summon him by watching this video. But the video, you have to, I don't get how the how does it work? What did they do before the video?
Essentially, it's I guess it's saying that like, yeah, if you watch the video, like you can summon him. But then like, does that mean he only, you can only see him and he doesn't affect anyone else? Or did you just summon him for everybody to have to deal with? Like, they don't make that clear at all. And it doesn't make sense that you only summon him by watching the video and like closing your eyes and then opening them.
Yeah, but how does like, the video know you do that?
Exactly. Fabulous question. Maybe Slenderman knows because he's in the video, because he can clearly take over smartphones and shit.
I'm upset because there's so much good lore that was invented throughout the years.
And it's just butchered all of it. It just shit on it.
Shit, they should have just let the guys who did Marble Hornets make the fucking movie. This.
I know, it would have been way scarier.
Like, they fucking got it, yo. And we're just,
we're
in like such a good place with horror movies. We have Suspiria coming out.
Suspiria!
Coming out in like, two months probably.
Excited about Dakota Johnson playing the lead?
You know, I'm gonna give her a chance. Her a chance. I think it looks good in general, and Amazon seems to really believe in it.
All right,
because it is an Amazon production, but it's going to theaters.
Nice.
What else is coming out? Halloween 2018, that was actually my favorite part.
My favorite part of the movie was the trailer.
Oh, fucking God, I cannot wait for Halloween 2018.
Me too.
And speaking of Halloween, I accidentally discovered that about 3 hours away in North Carolina, someone loves Halloween so much that they built an exact replica of the Myers house.
That is cool as hell.
So if we have the money and time, David and I might drive down there to go see it.
Yes, you should.
I think our friend Ryan at Grindhouse Theology lives down there. If you want to meet up for a nice brunch, bro.
Grindhouse Theology after church.
Tweet at Real Horror Show.
Lol. Anyway, let's keep going. What else? We already discussed that Slenderman cannot be
summoned.
He
ain't your bitch. He'll come when he wants.
He's already fucking there, and he doesn't want you because you're a teenager. Too fucking late. Let's see. I think we should talk about
tree rape.
I would like to talk about. Let's talk about the missed opportunities for violence and rape and gore and all that stuff.
All right. So I'm not saying rape is a necessary part of any movie. In fact, it's rarely done well on screen because it's often done to be sexualized and just really uncomfortable to watch. I already said like my one exception to this is
American Mary.
Yeah. Because that was made by women, so they didn't sexualize it. Like, it tends to be the problem with movies. But when the track girl was taken by the tree, and Stormy said she thought the same thing, I was like, oh my god, are they going to do a tree rape scene?
Yeah, and
guess
what?
That is so out of nowhere.
They didn't do it.
No, she just became a tree because I guess that's what Slenderman does with his victims.
she just became a tree. Well, great.
Like, of all the things Slenderman can do with his victims, he has these tentacles, he just wants to repopulate the forest. Is that really a bad thing?
I guess not in the long run.
Slenderman is the leading man against deforestation. Why are we villainizing that?
The purpose of his tentacles
I never got
his... is to penetrate you.
Is that? I never really got the point of the tentacles. I thought it was just because H.P. Lovecraft.
Tentacles, it's just because it's scary. And, like, if you want to make something, like, something that's human-looking, but so, like, skewed that it freaks you out because his limbs are so long, and then you just might as well just, like, throw a surprise in there and give him tentacles. But yeah, it could also be like an H.P. Lovecraft thing as well. But yeah, I mean, like, the tentacles are for raping when he takes you. And even more fucked up is that he takes kids.
Yeah.
You know, but no, it's okay if it's a teenager, because all she did was dream about being pregnant by him. So,
yeah,
you know, why not just go for it? But I guess they couldn't because it was PG-13. So obviously you can't do that. I mean, you can only say the F word one time in a PG-13 movie these days, which is like really like,
I thought they could bump it up. I thought they bumped it up to twice as long as it's not in a sexual nature.
I think they did say it twice in that movie. So you're right.
Yeah. I think it's
still like,
because Jesus, you're allowed to say, AMC,
it was like
AMC and channels like it are allowed to say one F word per season now.
USA.
Yeah, on cable TV, they can have one F-bomb per season. It's 11-11, Make-A-Wish.
I wish that this movie didn't exist.
I knew you were going to say that. I made a legitimate wish, but I can't tell you. It won't come true.
Okay, it won't come true. Anyway, let's talk about another a small thing that bothered me was how Slenderman became two words, slender man.
Okay.
Like a slender man.
So I'm very confused about the spelling of Slenderman's name.
I thought it was one word.
I've seen it one word. I've seen it two words. I've seen the Slenderman, which is why I wrote the Slenderman. I think that's how it originated.
Yeah, but Slenderman has always been like together.
Has it? I don't know. Is he a superhero or is he just a slender man?
Let me see. I think Slender Man. Hang on. Slender Man. No, not the fucking movie.
That's exactly what we're... Oh, while you're there, what's the Rotten Tomato score?
Oh my god, it's so... It's terrible. It's terrible.
What is it?
10%!
Oh, it's gone down 5%.
Tomato meter, and it has one star. Anyway...
Yeah, people don't really Slender like when Man. Hollywood gets involved with properties they don't need to be in.
I guess I should go on the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Slender Man, also known as Slender Man.
Also known as
so Slender it's like Man. Both. Also known as Slender Man. So it's like it could be two words or one word.
Okay. We'll let you, the viewers at home, decide.
You decide. Actually, I'm going to go on our Twitter before Sam goes on our Twitter and post a thing. One of those poll things that I like to do.
All right, you post a poll. See if I don't and just post a second poll titled Fuck Stormy, use this one.
No, it'll say, I'm Sam and you have to believe me.
I don't know if you've read our Twitter bio. In a while, but I created a lore for the podcast.
Man. Wait, you did?
Yeah, our bio on Twitter says, Sam and Stormy died and they can't get into heaven until they review every horror movie on Netflix.
Oh, that's so funny. Because we're ghosts.
Yeah, it, only we've never addressed this on the podcast because, you know what? I don't see transparency.
Okay. I tweeted...
I don't see...
it.
Opacity. I don't
know. Opaque.
Look, we don't use that word.
Opaque. Slender sickness. Oh, let's talk about that.
Voted already. Did you vote already?
No. Why would I do that? Why would I vote on my own pool?
Because you want to win.
In my other account, because I want to win.
Fuck you, I'm going on my personal Twitter and voting.
I hope you vote for the same one that I did, though. Why would you do that? Because... Why would you do the other one when you like the other one better? That's not fair.
I never said I like the other one better. The
fuck, Sam. All right. Anyway, let's talk about Slender Sickness real quick, because there's something huge that they like didn't, unless they did do it and I forgot. You get nosebleeds when you get Slender Sickness. Did anyone have a nosebleed?
Is Slender Sickness a real thing? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yes. Yes, it is. Because if you're around them too much, you get, like, sick. You start to get all sick, and your nose bleeds. And you feel tired. But also you get paranoid. And you have visions. But not, like, as extensively as, like, the like you said, it was exhausting scenes of their Slender Sickness, which wasn't even, like, explained. Because since they summoned him, you think it's a demon possessing you, but no, it's just Slender Sickness. So it, like, confused everybody in the audience except for me. I was like, okay. So yeah, was there any nosebleeds?
No, I don't think so.
Well, shit. That's, like, the number one symptom of Slenderman Sickness.
Listen, I was just, like, feeling, like, such a badass seeing this movie because I was by myself in the theater. And everybody was...
And you laughed at
and it. And everybody was with a group of friends or their significant other.
Yeah.
I just can't fucking wait till Halloween 2018.
Me but too,
you know what's
right?
Already pissing me off about it is, like, all these normie movie watchers.
Uh-huh.
They're sharing this... Yeah. They're sharing the trailer, but it's from not the official Halloween account. It's from one of those weird accounts that steals videos and makes profit off of them. And the caption below it says, I've been waiting for this for 11 years, as if it's a sequel to the Rob Zombie Halloween movies.
Because
I was like, this is a direct sequel to the 1978 Halloween movie. The fuck are you talking about?
Hell yeah.
Like, don't insult me like that.
Don't insult yourself like that.
I am a professional horror movie reviewer.
Me too.
Anytime I type...
That's going to be my next poll.
Anytime I say that on Facebook, just assume I say it like that.
Our next poll is going to be like, pick what? Are we a professional horror movie reviewer? Yes, no. Or it's going to say yes, no. Yes, and then you can't only choose
one. No, you
got to
add a third option that's just like, I want to fucking die.
Yes, yes, and like, yes, yes, and profesh.
Fresh as fuck.
I'm trying to look through my notes and like get my shit.
All right,
in order
you do
here.
That while I justify why we are the way we are. It is 11:18. Stormy's worked all day. I work all day. It's late. We're tired, so it's hard for us to stay on track. And this is the first time we've talked in a fucking week and a half.
Let's talk about pop culture. And Slender Man in pop culture. So first, let's discuss the 8 pages, like how you brought up earlier. You played it and you got scared because of the soccer ball game. It's actually funny that you played.
I was really fucking into the 8 pages when it came out because I was more into video gaming. I had more time for it back then. And everybody was playing it.
Dude, yeah. And listen, whenever you were playing it when you were a freshman... That's the first time I played it on someone's laptop. I was a freshman. It was my first year in college, and I played it in broad daylight.
Wait, you have been a sophomore when I was a freshman? You're a year older than me.
Then maybe it was a year. Well, okay. Well, what year did you start?
I started
school,
in 2012.
College. 2012. Oh, okay. Well, I started in 2010. -11. So then that's when I first played it on someone else's laptop. I played it in broad daylight, but I did put headphones on, but it still like freaked the fucking shit out of me, and I was like, this is crazy, but it was really cool. But yeah, everybody was playing it. It was huge.
And then Slender the Arrival came out, which
I love that.
I took a few like moral issues with it because the way they advertised it, I played it while it was still in beta, while it was a free beta, and they were advertising it like, it's like Slender the 8 pages, but with better graphics. And it's like, fuck you.
You, right?
You don't need good graphics to have a good game, bro.
you need to come over to my place and play Slender the Arrival on the Sony. Like, on a compute, not on a computer. I mean, on a TV. All right.
First of all.
But, like, the actual full
first
game.
First of all, bitch, don't insult PC gaming. PC gaming is the master race.
Yeah, but this is better played on a TV with a controller because it, like, is more immersive.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
I strongly disagree.
You can play the Ape, which is, like, a shit game. On the shit PC.
It's not a shit PC. I have a gaming PC, which runs
Damn, that's great.
Better graphics than a PS4.
Well, I liked playing it on a PS4 because I don't have a gaming computer because I don't game on
the
computer.
And guess what? My monitor is a 27-inch TV, so eat a dick.
Get a life.
Eat a dick. So anyway, I'm looking for a new co-host.
Anyway, I'm going to post another poll saying, should Sam get a life, yes or yes?
I'm posting the poll, is Story being unreasonable?
I'm not being unreasonable, you are, you're not being open-minded.
None of these polls
anyway,
are going to make sense.
Slender the Arrival is the best Slender Man game, and it's really cool because there's a, like, level that you have to, like, unlock at the very end called Genesis, which is practically playing the 8 pages, but you're playing it with better graphics, Sam. Because the graphics on the fucking original game are shit.
They are fine.
But it's still scary. It's still scary, though. Yeah, it's, like, the basic, like, you know. It's the basic. But they didn't try hard enough to go above and beyond to make it scary. But they didn't really have to with that game because it's so simple. Can we talk about how you can make a cheat code and then whenever you play the A pages and Slender Man's coming and the scary sound happens, you can make the sound say, give me $20 instead, and it's that song?
Yeah, I know that.
And it can make you less scared.
I know there's a mod where you can play it during the day. Like, the game takes place during the day, which is actually scarier.
Oh, is it really?
I never did it, but I think you have to unlock it. But it, just from watching videos, it looked a lot scarier. Even though you could see where you were going and all the landmarks, just...
daytime mode. Oh, God, yeah, it does look scary because, like, it's so bright, but, like, the woods are so dark. Okay.
I'm sorry I called you a bitch over PC gaming. It's just when people are wrong, it makes me very upset.
That's okay. I'm sorry that you think I'm wrong.
I'm sorry if you were offended by my statement.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like really terrible and I don't remember it happening, but I'm going to live out my life as a gay man now, so.
So
anyway, Slender the Arrival scared the shit out of
me. What I was saying about
my own opinion,
what I was saying about not wanting to stay at your apartment because it's small.
Don't you want to play video games?
No,
with
it was
me?
More. I'm gonna guess and Luke is a PS4 gamer. David's a straight up PC gamer. They would have started fighting and hated each other, and then we would be like fucking Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And then they, like, want to kill each other because they're of opposing families. Yeah. The Capulets and the other ones.
Capulets and Montagues.
Yeah. That's right.
Listen, you just gotta see the graphics on a good PC game.
Oh, don't want to play it on there.
You can get a controller that's an Xbox or a PS.
Want to play my TV.
You can get a PS4 really? Or Xbox controller for the PC, and it's essentially...
Xbox.
And plus, they have curved computer monitors to make PC gaming 10 times more immersive.
The fuck? They have curved TVs, too.
Yeah, but you're...
Did you think that's a little much?
Oh, I don't like curved I get...
Do they curve in or out?
For PC gaming, they curve in so that you're more immersed into the game. But the reason curved TVs are being produced is it's so you can watch it from any angle in the room. Yeah. Because with flat screen TVs, it's more difficult to see the screen in general, not just like you're behind the TV, but because at certain angles, the picture kind of disappears and curved TVs.
Yeah, you're right. That's good. Wow. So it's like a big
scene. Yeah, if you're standing behind the TV, you still won't be able to see it.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? I like kind of caught that slightly.
Oh, but the good news is there's a Humble Bundle going on, so I'm going to be getting Friday the 13th the game for my PC very soon.
Wow.
It's That's a great good. Time to get it, too, because they're halting content mm-hmm. production for it because someone's being a dick about the rights.
This month is free. This month's free game is Dead by Daylight, which is also a Jason game on the PS4. But some people don't have that and just have like five computer monitors. Because Sony's
fucking shit and they're terrible. They have awful principles.
Give a fuck? I don't give a fuck. That's how I watch TV. I watch the Netflix on it. I stream. That's my streaming device. It's pretty much a cable box.
As
for
it
me.
Should be.
Yes. Tis a cable box and a DVD player. Also a music player.
Wow.
Also a YouTube player.
Are we sponsored by PlayStation 4?
No. We should know. Wouldn't that be great?
Sony's morals are shit.
I don't care. Everybody's morals are shit. You use Instagram, don't you? Oh, want to have... I don't want to get into this with you, Sam, because everything has bad morals.
Listen, Sony is as petty as a fucking 14-year-old girl. Fortnite announced that they're porting to the Nintendo Switch, and Sony, shortly after that announcement, made it so their players on their console cannot cross-play with people on any other console.
Aw, that's
like, isn't
lame.
That the most petty shit you have ever heard?
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool if I can play a game with you and you were on a different console.
A lot of games have that option. I've never done it because I just haven't had time to game in recent months with everything we're trying to do in our lives.
For the AKA the past like 3 years, we really haven't had a chance to do any of this.
In grad school, I gamed a lot. I played WoW like every weekend with David. But
okay. But that was like your thing to do together.
I really
want
to set up our Twitch account so I can stream Resident Evil 4 on the computer.
I want to do that too. I think you and I should both have one and we should play more games.
I'm down.
What do you say?
That would be fun.
Cool. You got to set up the thing though. All right, fabulous. Let's talk about I don't know what else I have to talk about. We discussed everything. Do you want to talk a little bit about the controversy behind this and like Beware the Slender Man and stuff? For those of our peoples that have never watched this thing before.
Something I'm always torn about when it comes to horror movies. Mm-hmm. When they portray mental illness, I feel like it's not done with sensitivity. I feel like it's done for shock value, and that is a little problematic. Kind of in the same sense that having a haunted house in a haunted asylum where the main scares are the quote-unquote inmates of that asylum is a bit problematic, especially if that money's not going back to the operating asylum next door. I'm talking about a very specific insane asylum in Radford, Virginia.
Okay. Oh, I see. I was like, what? I was like, yeah, I do agree. Very general, but
it's
yes.
Very specific. Shit, I can't. The sanatorium. The old one is still not operational, but it's still up, and every year they use it for a haunted house. But the proceeds do not go towards the operating sanatorium clinic. I think it just goes to the company that puts on the haunted house, which I have a problem with. I'm not 100% sure if that's true, but I feel like it's not far from the truth. I think if you're going to exploit them, the money should go towards them.
So, in Beware the Slender Man, if you haven't watched it, it's on, go get an HBO Go subscription so you can watch it. It's a documentary.
That means it's real.
And it's not about Slender Man, really.
I was just letting them know that a documentary is real.
Yeah, but that means like it's based on true events that happened for real. And actually they talk to the real people that are really involved. It's not really about Slender Man. It's more of an illustration on how dangerous it is when children are affected by mental illness but never treated for it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Because of the violent lore of Slender Man, many are upset that the movie was still made, but you have to understand that it's not Slender Man's fault. It's the fault of negligent parents not getting their children checked for mental illnesses at a young age. Illnesses that they know can possibly be passed down hereditarily, which in fact was this case exactly.
Mm-hmm.
In this case. Yeah. So don't blame the Slender Man, although did play a role in it.
I do.
But yeah, a lot of people were super upset about it. But like, don't blame the Slender Man.
It's still very skeevy that Hollywood insisted on putting out this movie after that shit happened. Especially when the main girls...
Especially to have a shit movie.
Kind of do go insane during the movie.
Yes. Right. It's like
tough to say because, you can't blame Slender Man, but at the same time, you know that what happened to that girl helped the marketing of this movie in a really fucked up way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's unfortunate that this was such a piece of shit movie.
It goes to, normies, as I refer to them, who take five friends to go see a movie like Slender Man because they'll get so scared.
And then they, text and stay on their phones and shit and the basically, whole time anyway.
It's putting this movie out. Those girls probably didn't know the original lore of Slender Man. They probably had heard of him, but didn't get super involved and read the creepypastas and watch Marble Hornets. They might have played Slender the Eight Pages while it was popular, but it's not likely. What drew them to this movie is possibly hearing about what happened in Wisconsin to that girl with her friends. And then Beware the Slender Man, the documentary. And they were like, oh, this is the thing that made the girl try to kill her friend. And that's what draws a lot of people to see it, is controversy like that. And that's ultimately what I take an issue with, is when those incidences are inadvertently used as advertising for movies. And none of that money is going to go to the family of the victim or the family dealing with their child's mental illness. Because that shit gets expensive. That's my Slender Man problem. And what I was going to focus my blog post on was Hollywood inadvertently taking advantage of a shitty situation for a bunch of people. Because everybody involved with what happened in Wisconsin, their lives are kind of just fucked up now.
I know. Even the thought of it, probably killed them. Just thinking that it's still slightly popular. I mean, I'm sure they got it happy when it died it out, but now it's kind of coming back.
No, I don't think the movie's going to bring Slender Man back. It might bring it back in the sense of, wow, Slender Man really deserved better.
Yeah, and it bring it back only in the way that these kids are gonna start googling it for a bit so they can understand what's happening,
because the Meg opening night was the same as Slender Man, and I went to see the Meg, and you know how many 14-year-old girls I saw walking into Slender Man. Like, all of them.
How many?
So many of them. And I went to see it at 8:40 the next day, and the theater was practically empty. No joke.
Oh, wow.
That is how irrelevant Slender Man is, and why Hollywood needs to stop trying to make memes into movies. Like, just let them exist in their current state.
Yeah, that was the last thing I want to talk about, is like how it's like 6+ years too late, and it shows.
Like, Hollywood and just American TV in general can't just let properties be what they are in their own existence. One thing that I will bitch about, you probably don't care because you're not super into comedy, but The IT Crowd, one of my favorite British comedies of all time, so fucking funny. It's perfect as it is. So many of the jokes and deliveries are hilarious because that's just like British comedy. They're currently working on a US remake, and I'm like, why do you need to do this? Why do you need to turn anime into live action American movies? There's no fucking point to it. Just let the properties exist as they are, because the only point in doing it is to make money, and they need to fucking stop.
I know, right?
Use the money you're putting towards these shitty movies and put it towards my college debt.
Exactly. Do something else that's cool.
Go learn a craft.
Go learn a trade.
Instead of directing a shitty movie, maybe Sylvian should have learned to weld.
Learn to weld, yes.
You always need a welder.
Yes, you do.
You just never know when you need something
welded.
Yeah, when you see a piece of metal that could be attached to another piece of metal. I don't fucking know.
Right. I understand what you're trying to say.
It's late. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I think I said it all.
Okay, I think we addressed the Slender Man problem very well there at the end. I know it got a little testy when Stormy tried to shit talk PC gaming.
I didn't shit talk PC gaming. You immediately shit talked me for playing that game on PS4.
No, I said I played it on PC, and you were like, "No, you gotta play it on PS4," and I was like, "No. PC gaming is better than..." Okay, maybe
I was trying to invite you to play a game with me, and you shut me down, and I was like, oh, all right. Well, I guess I'll just...
Because you shut me down.
Yes.
For living my PC gaming life.
Well, maybe we should come to a compromise.
All right, let's play our phone games in my car at the hotel parking lot.
Okay, what kind of phone games? I don't have any phone games.
Neither do I, now that I think about it. Oh, I have Pokemon Go. Let's play Pokemon Go.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, cool. Fabulous. All right, so let's wrap this shit up.
I was also thinking, if we couldn't get to recording this tonight, we should just like put it off till Friday and record it in my car.
Just for an hour, just talk about stuff without notes.
Put as much effort into our show as they did the movie.
Yeah, and be like, hey guys, Sam's on the road. Okay.
Sam is about to fall asleep, so you better read those ending notes.
Okay, cool, because I'm going to fall asleep too in a minute, so let's do it. Okay. Real Horror Show is created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. What did we learn today, Sam?
The occult is not a toy. Hollywood, stop trying to make memes into movies. You're always 10 years too late.
Slender Man is not like something that can be summoned. So there's that.
Slender Man was so 2012.
You're not wrong.
And I love Slender Man.
I love Slender Man too, don't get me wrong. I just feel really bad about it. And we could have done such a better job if we were filmmakers. Maybe in 10 more years, we'll make it better.
Let's make it 20. Don't pressure me like that.
All right, no problem. 20. Okay. Like What You Hear, you can find A Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? People have been interacting with us a lot, but they're not emailing us. So guys, email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Nobody's sent us a single email. So yeah, if you want to write more stuff.
Ken Foray's people have sent us emails about reviewing. Oh, yeah. She asked us if we wanted to review a movie of his, and I was like, it's more sci-fi and that's not really what we do.
Uh-huh.
Well, cool. Email us and say hey.
If you want. Okay. Want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet, leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. I keep forgetting that we even have a rubric, to be honest.
Yeah, we...
Oh, well.
Yeah, I would rate this movie a what the fuck.
Same here. And the real horror show is that this was made.
Yeah.
So, we post we're in reviews. Well, let's not talk about that right now. Anyway, it's we hard, love horror.
It's hard to write reviews when you're a ghost and your fingers keep going through the keyboard.
How can I write a review when I can't touch objects because I am a mist?
Don't we be love ghostess.
Horror. I'm a mist. We love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page. Shut up, Sam.
Sorry.
It's a tragedy that we're dead. It's really not funny having to pay all these people to type for us when we can't touch things because we're right. Ghosts.
Keep talking. I'm going to mute myself while I laugh.
Where was I? Yeah, just send us money if you wish. That would be nice to have you buy us things from our Amazon wish list if you feel like it. There's things there that we would like to have. Thank you. Any other pertinent news? No, Sam has like high-tech gadgets and shit on our Amazon wish list, and I have like one thing.
Yeah.
That is stupid and no one will ever buy. And I don't even know what we would do with it if we had it. So it's better that it's fine that we don't even have it right now. It's okay.
They're not together anymore.
The fuck?
But right. there's this YouTube mom I've been following since like college, and like she has really cute kids and it's been fun to see them grow up. Mm-hmm. And there was this whole scandal with her not donating money to a charity she was supposed to donate to, but she was like, I did, and wouldn't show the receipts. So now we have a Discord where we just talk shit about her, and some sketchy shit is going on with her personal life. She left the kid's father and started dating this guy, and a month later she's pregnant, and now we found their marriage license online, but she won't admit she got married.
Oh, and wow.
As of recently, a minion is currently threatening all the mods of exposing our information. I've gone through the forum and the Discord to delete all references of the podcast, but that hasn't stopped another one-star review from appearing on our iTunes. So, you know, leave us a five-star review.
Yeah, leave us a five-star review so we can get past that 4.5.
We are at a 4.0 now because of this cunt.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I can't blame it on her necessarily because I don't know for sure, but
I wonder is there a way that we can like find out who it is? No. There's got to be a way.
No, they didn't leave like a written review, so it's like, fuck you, you're irrelevant anyway.
That's fucked up.
But yeah, just in case they find me and start giving us one-star reviews just because they can, I'd appreciate more five-star reviews.
Same here, that'd be awesome.
Like, here's my philosophy, and this will apply to me, and this will apply to Stormy.
Yes.
If you are putting your life out to the public online, don't just sit there and pretend like people have no right to just gossip about you and judge your life choices.
That's right.
you are making a decision. Like Kat Von D coming out and saying she's not vaccinating her children. We have every right to go to her and say, you're a fucking idiot.
But I remember when that happened. How do you feel about that shit?
That's dumb as shit.
I thought she was like a smart lady. Guess not.
She also has a Nazi fetish, which we don't talk about, but, you know, it's there.
That's really weird.
Oh, yeah. Look it up.
She is half German.
Look it up. I don't know if it was her or Jesse James, but one of them has a Nazi fetish. There are pictures of them while they were dating, like in SS uniforms, and it's weird as fuck, and we don't talk about it. I don't know why.
Wow. Jesse James, like the cowboy?
No, as in Sandra Bullock's ex-husband.
Oh.
But yeah, so
anyway,
this has been a very special horror show.
Very special. Please enjoy our special horror show, The Slender Man Problem. That's all for tonight. This is Gail Weathers signing off.
You're not.
Thank you. Fuck off
Gail
and have
Weathers.
A swell evening. No, I'm not, but I was just trying to be clever with the horror references. Sam,
I'm sorry,
but you just spoiled it.
Listen, we're getting tired. We have we have at least two more months where we're obligated to deal with each other. We'll go from there.
Really, really tired right now. All
right.
Want to go to bed now?
All right. Bye. All right. I love a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a